We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
What the hell is Mitch going to do with 700 Blu-rays? 216-474-0092. What are we going to do with Mitch's 700 Blu-rays?
So did you ever, Kenny,
convert
from DVDs to Blu-rays? Did you ever...
No. I actually never got in on Blu-ray.
Did you get in on DVDs?
Yeah.
And what have you done with them?
Well, you know what? It was during a time, DVDs came at a time where I really didn't want to have I didn't want a lot bogging me down. So I never had a whole lot of DVDs. Like, my parents had a vast array of VHS. VHS as far as the eye could see in the house. I was kind of nomadic right after college. You know, I stayed at the house a couple of days a week. I was on the couch with friends, things like that. So you never knew when you had to jam, brother. So you didn't have a lot of DVDs or anything like that. So I had about a stack, I would say about 3 inches thick of DVDs. Movies that, you know, whatever. I carried them with me and I would look at them on my computer when we were on the road doing play-by-play. Like, I had Slapshot and things like that. So I think I probably still have those somewhere in my house. So I never really had to do a conversion or anything like that.
But you've moved a bunch of times, so you've just brought that stuff with you?
Well, no. See, Mitch has 700 Blu-rays, and I'm a big proponent in physical media. I think the last DVD I might have bought was Tuesday Night at the Gardens from Jim Cornette. That's about it. Thinking about it? I know.
And I haven't owned a player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
10 years?
Yeah, because my computer, my laptop doesn't have a DVD thing. Doesn't have a port for that. I was very hesitant to buy movies on Amazon. And this is where I have to support Mitch and I have to say, you know what? I know you got 700 DVDs and you got 700 Blu-rays, right?
Over 700.
Over
now, last
700.
Check.
Wow. Yep.
Do you have 700 cases as well?
When's the last time you checked and how did you check? Did you count them one by one? One, two.
I actually do have a list that I like keep track of all the titles. The titles are at technically 730 right now, but some of those movies do have copies because there's different packaging as well.
Okay. So you have over 700. You have 730.
At last check, yes.
I would say keep all of it. I would not get rid of any of it because I thought about this driving home yesterday. When he brought that up in a meeting, we all looked and go, 730, over 700 of these things. This is amazing. I would say, Tone, right now, I say he needs to hold on to them because I'm very leery of buying things without actually holding on to it. Like, we have Prime. And it took me a while to actually buy a movie on Prime because... What if Amazon goes under? Boy, if Amazon goes under, I think we're all in a lot of trouble, to be honest with you. However, if Amazon goes under or something like that, it's like, well, I just spent $15 on a new movie that it's lost to the ages. I'll never have it. At least with a DVD, it's up to me to take care of it. Like, I have Rudy on DVD. I know for a fact I have that movie. Well, if Amazon goes under, I still have Rudy on DVD. But I have less things that I can play a DVD on, and so then I have to go get a DVD player. So it's a vicious cycle, because I don't want to have to keep buying Rudy on different platforms of streaming. And then you're going, well, Ken, do you really like Rudy that much? I'm just using a movie as an example that I know I've bought. Like, I watched The Breakfast Club on Sunday. It was the 40th anniversary. I know I bought that movie. It's on my Amazon Prime.
Well, so, Mitch, how many of these did you continue to collect after you kind of saw where technology was going?
Honestly, this collection started about 7 or 8 years ago. Basically, I just saw a couple of, like, film critic YouTubers, like, show off their collections, and I was like, oh, cool, I want to try that. And it just kept growing and growing and growing. A lot of them are, like, dollar purchases, so they're not, like, the top shelf ones. But
do you set aside a specific time in your day to go and watch these or sift through these?
Sometimes if I have like some free time, I'll pop one in if I'm like working on something or if you
what's
know.
The most recent one you popped in?
Gosh. Sure. I think the last one was the first Dune in preparation for the new Dune that just came out.
You have the first Dune on Blu-ray?
And I'll have the second one.
Now, help me out
months.
Here. Maybe we need the Extend crew to help us out on the specifics of the technology. Help me out when it comes to Blu-ray. Does it look better than if I stream something?
Well, I don't know. I mean, streaming, you're definitely going to have, like, the problem with streaming is that, like, the bits sometimes don't always come through and it looks a little fuzzy or, like, the quality won't look quite there. With Blu-rays, you know you have the quality because it's on that disc. Now, you might have some issues like skipping with some of the things sometimes with the disc, but you can just clean those off typically.
Because, you know, there are music buffs that will swear to the day that we all perish, that vinyl is still the only way to consume music. And they still come out. All the new layering. Music is out in vinyl. It's expensive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Incredibly expensive.
Oh, yeah. I have a record player as well, and I that's not as
how many
expensive.
Records do you own?
How many it, records?
Seven.
What are the seven records?
What's the last one?
Gosh, the last one I played was one of Khalid's first two albums. What was that? Free Spirit and American Teen.
Okay,
ooh. And then it's mostly soundtracks. Khalid.
K-H-A-L-I-D.
But the other ones are like soundtracks.
You've
like
heard
the Natural. Some of the Spider-Mans. I even have Queen's Back in Black, or AC/DC's Back in Black. A couple Queens as well.
So you just moved. So you brought all this stuff with you to Lakewood when you moved.
Yep.
Was that a pain in the neck?
A little bit. The biggest pain was having to put together the shelving unit I have for all the movies.
Did you have to upsize your apartment because you brought all this stuff with you?
You would think, but no. I
so it's just all in there. This just, to me, sounds like the difference between I've been married for a long time and a single guy. Because I remember in my single life, I had all the DVDs and all the cases.
Right.
And I was in the military and I moved, but the military paid for that move. So I didn't worry about that.
Yeah.
And then when I got married and bought a house, that was like, hey, we're getting rid of those cases. I don't care if you keep the disc in the books, but that is a ton of storage space that you are taking up.
Right? Is that a deal breaker for you?
Honestly, it's not as space taking as you would think. And that, to me, it kind of is a deal breaker at this point. Like, I know, like, I'll put it away in like a unit of the house that's not like right out in front, but like, I'm going to keep those probably for the rest of my life or as long as they're going to last.
But so that is a relationship deal breaker.
I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
If the person's like, hey, you got to get rid of all of these, this is crazy, I'm going to be like, okay, well, at this point, no.
Beth on Twitter says, tell Mitch to open the second to last Blockbuster.
I might.
What are the, so you have, the last one you watched is Dune. Is there one, is there like a prized possession Blu-ray that you won't get rid of? You would never part with?
All of them, pretty much. But there are a couple ones than others that,
even
like,
the dollar bin ones that you dove to the bottom
no,
for?
No, I was going to say, those are the special ones that you can find. Like, those are the special, like, finds that nobody else can pick up. But there's, like, Steelbooks and Criterion Collection ones and a couple other things. That,
I have no clue
like,
what
big
you're
box
saying.
What is sets.
That? Whoa. Steelbooks?
Steelbooks are, like, the hard-sided ones that feel like, it's like a plastic, but it feels like steel. They have, like, cool, like, okay. little artworks on it. Criterion's just, like, the fancy branding with, like...
Is all of this for collecting? I mean, is that the express
purpose? I would say nowadays
purpose?
It is, yes. Because it's not the main way of watching movies anymore. It's kind of like a niche thing.
Yeah, it's, obviously...
you can tell that.
Obviously,
I mean, I do
with,
this, but it's bourbon.
With everything available digitally, I can actually understand how some people are interested in this. I just know that I moved so much over time that same. I did the opposite of... either hoarding or collecting. I was doing everything I could to make sure to get rid of everything I had so that I could leave.
Well, you're a minimalist.
At any point. And so I don't have anything. And I always wondered about the shoe collectors, how anybody would put up with or your wives would put up with a shoe collection that would take up so much space. And obviously the Blu-rays don't take up nearly the space of shoes and shoeboxes.
Yeah, no. No.
I'm trying to keep an open mind here because I don't want to judge him just because of what he collects because we all have our little idiosyncrasies, so I don't want to do that. And I support Mitch on supporting physical media because, again, if Big Brother ever shuts down everything here, at least you're going to have those on you. Like, I just lose Slapshot forever. I just lose The Breakfast Club
but
forever.
But you always Hoosiers have the memories.
Forever. Will I? I don't think so. I like to go back and relive those moments.
Bring back the theater and have the boys act out Slapshot for you.
And the difference is you got three guys here who really, really, really like movies, and then there's a guy here who just likes about five, and that's Anthony. So he has no reason to have DVDs, Blu-rays, a big account on Prime or anything like that where you have a cavalcade of bought videos, bought movies, because it doesn't matter.
And I wondered if down the road, every time I'm watching any of the news stations 24/7 and they interview people on Zoom, they show their libraries. You see the book collections. And I'm like, is that going to be a thing of the past? Are people, especially those that read on Kindle, is that a thing of the past when all of that stuff...
I could not do that Kindle stuff.
But I mean,
I'm still reading that one book.
Do you have books at your house? Do you have a room specifically housing your books?
There's another reason for that I'll share during another Fix My Life. I'm not too comfortable sharing it right now. Yeah, I... There's a few books over there in the one closet that has to remain locked. 216-474-009. That I'm not talking about that type of media.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
I have penthouses too.
I know they're not. I don't think I have any on me. Come to think of it, I used to have. I used to be a subscriber to Playboy. I don't got any of that now. I read the articles. Once you subscribe, you have to read the articles.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much. I'm a man of culture and sophistication. Up next, I believe in sending a message, but I'm not sure they should overtly celebrate it. They gave the dog chain to Marcus Morris last night.
For a cheap shot.
On The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.